Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We're here on a Friday night. It's 11 p.m. Eastern Time with a great friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc originally, as you can imagine, came from Texas. No, he came from France. So Jean-Luc is from France.
Paris,
and from Paris, specifically. And he's got his cool French accent, and he's been here for over 20-somewhat years, and we are enjoying each other's company as we started our Building Fortunes radio relationship even before Jean-Luc knew we had a radio show. He was working as a customer of ours, and he was building a home-based business, and I enjoyed having many conversations with Jean-Luc, and I said, you know, maybe we should do something like build, you know, a radio show together because you have a great, interesting way of doing a whole bunch of really cool things, and you're interesting and fun to talk to, and let's do it on a Friday night so we can record it, and then we can put it anywhere we want to put it, and we've been doing this radio show ever since then. So it's been many years. Jean-Luc tells me we are on radio show 380. So that's a lot.
Exactly.
That's a lot of radio shows. Yeah. That's a lot of radio shows. So we're here and talk about, you know, the really cool stuff that we've been working on. And as a result of that, I have a deep friendship with Jean-Luc. He's really a great guy to talk to, very insightful on a whole bunch of things, everything from life to spiritual stuff and stuff like nutrition and the economy and worldly things like we'll talk about like today, like geopolitics. And we talk about the elections and we talk about crazy people. And sometimes we even talk about ourselves. So tonight, Jean-Luc's going to open up a couple of different topics. I'm going to say, Jean-Luc, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate this radio show every Friday. When you call 380 radio show per one a week, look how many years this makes.
That's crazy.
Seven years, something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh no. A little more than 7 years, yeah. We are together almost every Friday, and we enjoy to have this radio show when we have a free speech with something is more rare and more rare and more rare in this, especially in this country and many other countries. But talking about this, tonight I want to speak about geopolitics, like you say, about Russia and France and all of this. I don't know if you heard this, but the French President Macron want to send French troops in Ukraine to fight against Russia. This is completely crazy. Why French people need to go to die in Russia and in Ukraine to fight against Russia? And the only way these people take care about the Ukrainian people and Ukraine, the only way to stop this is to stop the war, is to stop to send troops, munitions, and all of this, and to sit down and to make a peace treaty like it has been done. I'm sure you know this, Peter, but you know, in 1 month after this war start, 1 month after, they almost have a peace treaty signed by Zelensky and Putin. You know that?
Yeah, we've mentioned that before, yeah.
Yeah, and he was Boris Johnson He come to see Zelensky and said, no, we don't sign a treaty with Russia. We want you to continue to fight, and we'll provide everything for you to be successful on this. And mm-hmm. Boris Johnson, I don't know what his name himself, Boris,
Yeah, Boris Johnson.
Yeah, but it's not his first name. You know that?
Okay. No.
He's not Boris. His name is, I think if I remember correctly, his name is Jeff. But his, he makes his name called Boris, which is apparently a Russian name. Because many Boris born in Russia or at least in East Europe, and he's not his real name. But he came from to see Zelensky on the order of Biden, you know, and Biden Biden administration, and Biden pushed him to go to Zelensky and say, no, we don't deal with you, we will fight. And there was, they have been writing, I think it was a 7th draft or something like this, and he was in Istanbul, and they was ready to sign, because when you do a treaty like this, you ask what you want, the other party say, and you go back and forth like this, and after 7 times they was ready to sign. And Boris Johnson say no. Boris Johnson, Biden, let's say no. And I don't know if you have seen this recently, maybe 2 weeks ago, I think, Biden want to steal the $300 billion they have frozen from Russia.
Right.
You hear about?
Yeah.
And Biden threat Putin as a SOB, which is not nice first, but very strange for a president to threat another president of a son of a bitch. This is not nice. This is not the diplomatic way to handle conflict. And why does it threat Putin this way? It's because Navalny dead. You remember we talked a little bit about Navalny, and I said to you I don't have too much information.
Right.
Okay. I have a little more information now.
Okay.
Navalny was in prison in Russia. Why he was in prison exactly, I didn't know. But what I know, you have something we make an embezzling a French company named Yves Rocher, and I know this company because Yves Rocher is in Brittany, and I have been to see their headquarters, and he was close to where I was living. This company sell skincare product worldwide. And apparently Navalny have done something bad. Exactly what, I don't know. But for something like around $400,000, and he have do something bad against this company. Why he was in prison exactly, I don't know. He's politic, he's criminal, he's... he tried to steal another company. I don't know. But what I know, Biden threat Putin of SOB because Navalny died in prison. But what I know, Navalny have been sick by a substance. Some people say, alors, we have two ways. He have been poisoned. And some people say if he have been poisoned with this product, he have no way to be alive. He will be dead anyway. And some others say he have been sick or poisoned, but he have been to Germany in 2020, and he find himself in a hospital in Germany, and to be treated for the problem he have at this time. Now, myself, I was in the hospital in 2020. You remember, Peter?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And at the end of 2020. And if you were at the hospital at this time, how many times they push on me the jab the vaccine, like they call it, he was almost every day. And I was at the hospital for 1 month and a half to have transplant. And they push almost every day for me to receive the jab. And because I am someone sunburned somewhere, when I say no is no, and you need to give me very good information for me to change my mind. But you cannot change my mind. I can change it based on the information you gave me one way or another, or didn't change it. And at this one, I never changed my mind. I never changed my intention. And I said no, and I refused to take the job for 1 month and a half. And even after, and even now, they continue to push when I do some checking, and to push the jab. But Navalny in the hospital at this time under maybe life and death, some people say, yeah, he have taken the shot, the jab, one time, two times, two boosters, and he died on a prison just recently. Many other people die after the jab. We talk many times. Diane, my wife, has 15 people who die. They have not been in jail, none of this, but they just die because they take the jab. And I think now we have more than 10 million people, and we have died from the jab, and you have many people who die suddenly on the soccer field or whatever, playing people at the high level of health die. Now, Navalny died in prison. Okay. Can have a mystery about this, but if he takes the jab, this can explain many things. Now, here in U.S., you have many people who die in prison, and Biden didn't treat himself as a SOB for that. You know, you have Jeffrey Epstein who died in prison here. Whatever he have done is something else, is another debate, but he died in prison. You have Gonzalo Lira, who was not a criminal. He was a reporter. He was living with his family in Ukraine because he was married with a Ukrainian lady, have kids. And because he was saying something against Zelensky and against the president we have in this country, is an American guy. But does Biden have done something or treat Zelensky of a SOB for that because he died in prison in Ukraine? No, nothing has been done because he was 45 or something like this years old. He was a reporter, an American reporter, living in Ukraine with his family, Ukrainian, and he died, and nobody here in this government do something to save Gonzalo Lira. You see? All of this happened. They criticize what happened with Navalny because he's supposed to be an opposition to Putin. Some people say he represents only 3% of the Russian population, say some others say 25%. Even if you look closely, and I was thinking, put yourself on the shoes of Putin. You have no interest to make this guy die because first, he's already in prison for something. Second, you represent a small opposition compared to what Putin can be. Putin is elected with 75 or 77% of the population going for him. And what Putin have done to Russia and Moscow and all of this, especially recently, I put the population on this side. Now, you can have also people who criticize yourself for what you are doing or people try to attack you. This is okay. This is another story. Now, if you look at something else, you have also another guy in prison and nobody talk about is Julian Assange. He's in prison for how long? He's in prison, and maybe he will die one day in prison. But do you have some people? Do you have Biden talking about Julian Assange? No. Nobody talk about these people. And it's very easy to attack Putin and to say Navalny died. Okay, died, but you have many others who died. And also some search show that Navalny was too diabetic. Sorry. This is something else. Some other information say also he was a Nazi. This I don't know. Maybe he's yes, maybe he's not. But I make some research on a French company, and I find this French company. He was in 2012 when he had something with Yves Rocher, and I know this company personally. Okay. And the chief of the like the CIA in Ukraine, his name is Kirino Buldanov. Sorry for the pronunciation, but he say Navalny die from clock blood, clock artery.
From a blood clot. Okay.
Yeah, and this is from the chief of the, like the CIA, intelligence information, in Ukraine. This I have this by a French information, a French radio, independent radio, like we do, Peter, and saying, okay, we have this information directly from the someone from Ukraine. And this someone from Ukraine is not a guy who lives on the street. He's a guy, he's the head of the, like, the Ukraine CIA. When you look at all of this, and one way, the guy, I don't know if the guy was good or bad, this I don't know, but I know he have done something with against Russia. He have been himself in Germany. He have, I can understand when some people say, yeah, he have taken the jab. Yeah, I can understand that. I have been myself at the hospital during the same period of time, and he was pushing me every day. And maybe, Peter, if I have taken this jab, maybe I will not able to speak with you today.
Yeah,
because
so.
After all the medication they give to me, they almost kill me just by the medication.
Yep.
Okay. And after, on the other side, you have Jeffrey Epstein, you have Gonzalo Lira, you have Julian Assange, and without to talk, how many people sent in U.S. prison after the January 6th? How many are still in prison and refuses to have a judgment? How many?
I don't know. There's like a lot. There's like almost 1,000.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know the exact number, but I know it's not one or two or three. Is by hundreds or thousands of people staying in jail because Biden refused to let these people go, and he have never been an insurrection, like many video showing by Tucker Carlson and many others who show the video and show these FBI people undercover doing some stuff. And when you watch this video, you know, at least I see at least one woman who was killed by a policeman with a firearm. That this video, Peter?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, she's out of the window.
He didn't call himself SOB for that.
Yeah.
Very easy to see the needle on the high of the your neighbor, but not the completely straw on your horn.
Yep. Yeah, well, we talk about a lot of stuff, and then we're not even talking about, I think you mentioned Snowden, but it's crazy what they've done with censorship and the people that they've done with January
6th. I'm not talking about Snowden, I was talking about Julian Assange. But
no,
we
I know.
Can
but,
add
yeah, well,
Snowden too.
You can add Snowden to the list, yeah.
And many others. I'm sure you have many other was a whistleblower and find themselves under arrest or in jail, or even these people talking about the, at school during the how do they call this? You say when people meet after school and talk about the direction of the kids and all of this, the FBI arrest many of these people.
Crazy.
This country gone crazy and crazy and crazy.
Yep.
Okay.
I agree.
And
I
now
agree.
You're...
It's going to get worse. Trump. And it's going to get worse, too.
Yeah.
As we get closer to the election.
In France, what happened is Macron say he make a discourse, you know, he make a talk, and he say, guys, we need to take this seriously. Russia is attacking France. Russia never attack France. Never attack some other country, even in Europe. Okay? But the reverse is not true. Because it's 1814. Napoleon attacked Russia. Not something new.
Right.
But France attacked Russia in 1814. Germany attacked Russia in 1942, something like this, during the World War II. Germany attacked Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Germany attacked Poland. But Russia never attacked Poland, Germany, France, Italy. Never.
Right.
Who is the bad guy in, when you look at this and you look directly. And when I talk of this, I don't talk about the people. Okay? He's never the people. He's always the government. Napoleon, he was the one directed the government, the French government at this time. Hitler was German government, and all these people attacked Russia. But Russia never attacked people. And because we talk about this, who wants the World War II against Hitler? It was the Russian army. He was not the Allies. The Allies arrived after. The Russian army fight against Hitler, lose 26 million people and soldiers in this war. Some say it was more than that. Some people say it's close to 40 million. But let's stay with the official number of 26. Is already plenty enough.
Yeah,
okay, and now
sure.
We can understand because the Russian people study history, not the American people, because they even didn't study mathematics now at school, okay, where we are going. And they study history, and they know what happened during this time and what the problem created by Hitler and the Nazis. And when Putin go in Ukraine, it's because he wants to denazify Ukraine. Because many people didn't know what is the Azov Battalion.
Right.
The Azov Battalion is a Nazi battalion in Ukraine. And with other battalions, they were fighting on a Donbass. Imagine, Peter, you live in Florida, and imagine, the Virginia government or the U.S. Army killing people in Florida. Because it's exactly
crazy.
What happened in the Donbass region. See, the Ukraine army was with sniper, with grenade, with tank, with plane, with killing their own people in the Donbass region. Why? Because this Donbass region is mainly Russian people. 80% of the people living here are Russian people. And you have more than 14,000 people who have been killed. And I recently read some testimonial from people who have been there, and like they were saying, oh, I was going shopping with my kid, boy or girl, and suddenly a snapper shoot on us and kill my boy in front of me and let me injure on the street. And we have I have a lot of chance because I escaped this guy. And there was sniper and shooting people. Imagine you have sniper all around Florida and people shooting at you when you go grocery, when you go shopping, when you go to work. See? Older, kids, whatever, they were shooting.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's for that Putin he said many times, he said, this world start in 2014, but we invite Ukraine to finish it.
Right. Well, like you said, there's a lot of very interesting things about what's gone on, and what we've been told is not necessarily what's, you know, we've been told our version of whatever story they want to tell us.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's not right. And the stuff they've done to the people that you've referenced before.
Something important, we have the choice to trust them or not.
Right. It's true.
And I don't trust them.
Right.
And I doubt in today, okay, in 2024, you have 1,000 of people in a Russian prison for politics like we have in this country, supposed to be the country of freedom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because
supposed
if you create an insurrection, you didn't come with your kids, you didn't come with nothing in your arm, you take your gun, you take your rifle, and you say, okay, let's do an insurrection. Apparently, I don't know, but it's the way I will do it, you know? But not with my hand on my pocket, and I say, okay, let's go and bring my kids with me and all of this. No. Okay.
Grandmas and grandpas in strollers.
Exactly, yeah, well, we have some people like this. Now, if you want to do an insurrection, you come with, you make a call of arms, and you go.
Yeah, okay. Bring lunch at least. You got to bring lunch.
And ammunition, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I doubt I will find 1,000 of people in a Russian prison. Maybe I'm wrong.
I know.
Okay. But I doubt. See? But in this country, we know it's true. And in this country, people die in prison. And if they didn't die in prison in this country, they die in Ukraine country who is managed by this government here.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Well, believe it or not, Jean-Luc, we're almost done with our radio show. So
okay.
I'm going to say thanks for the education.
Oh,
we're going to talk a little
bit. I would like to add something rapidly.
Yes, sir.
We had the super Tuesday, last Tuesday, and Trump win with a high fly. And I hope we have a change in this country, in this direction. Otherwise, this country doesn't exist anymore. No freedom of speech, no Second Amendment, illegal. I was listening Roger Stone recently. I don't know if you follow this guy too.
Oh, sure.
And he was saying, some people say we have 10 million illegal immigrants in this country, but he says the real number is more than 20 million.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
The number, 10 million or 20 million, is always one too much. I am an immigrant myself. My son here with me is an immigrant too. We have done this legally. We have been through the American embassy in Paris. I won the green card. We have done all of this. You have a screening. they asked me at this time, my son was 26 years younger because I arrived here in this country 26 years ago. And when at this time they asked me, because I was the one who won the green card, everything, what I do, how do I work, how do I make money, what I want to do here. The only flow I have at this time, I was not speaking English.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because the guy who makes the interview say, "What, you don't speak English?" I said, "No, but I can learn."
Right.
And because everything was okay, he said, "Okay, I give you the green card. Let's go."
Wow.
But everything has been done legally. And trust me, very deep screening. They ask you what you do in your own country, how do you make money, what you will do here in the U.S., how you will make money, how you will work, all of this, and many, many things, and all the family. They ask you about your personal finance. They ask you many things. They check also if you are a criminal in your own country. I never been a criminal. Okay? And they ask you many, many things. The screening is pretty deep. And after they say yes or no.
Okay? Right.
And my son is here. He works for Cesar Palace in Vegas. He has his own business. He do both. You know, he sells essential oil, like I say many times. And his business, aside of what he is doing, aside of his job. My other son has his own business too. My daughter has her own business. And all the family is legal, ethical, have a business. Never take a job, and are in good health. All of them.
Well, we're running out of time, Jean-Luc. I want you to enjoy the time that you have with your son. I know he doesn't get a chance to see you all the time, like very often. So thanks for being here. Thanks for our wonderful radio show. Thanks for all the great things that you do. Say hello to Diane for us as well. And we'll see you on the other side. We'll see you on the other side of daylight savings time. So thank you very much, and we'll catch everybody next week. Thanks, Jean-Luc. Bonsoir.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.